Well, good morning. It is February 13th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is another pre-record today, just because I'm trying to take it a little bit easier, and everything Sunday, and so just kind of relax. I'm feeling a lot better, so thank you all for praying, but just because things are going on doesn't stop us from being in the Word. And so today on February 13th, 2024, we are going to pick up in our chronological reading by reading Exodus 37, 1 to chapter 39, verse 31. So let's get in the Word today. Chronological reading for February 13th, picking up with the building of the Ark of the Covenant, Exodus 37, 1 to 9. Then Beelzebul made the ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. He overlaid it with pure gold inside and outside, and made a molding of gold all around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set in its 4 corners, 2 rings on the one side and 2 rings on the other side of it. He made poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold, and he put the poles and the rings at the side of the ark to bear the ark. And he also made the mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 2.5 its width. He made 2 cherubim of beaten gold. He made them of one piece at the end, the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 1 cherub at the one end of this side, and the other cherub at the other end of that side. He made the cherub at the 2 ends of one piece with the mercy seat. Cherubim spread out their wings above, covered the mercy seat with their wings, and they faced one another. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. The building of the table, Exodus 37, 10-16. He made the table of acacia wood. 2 cubits was its length, 1 cubit its width, and 1/2, and 1/2 its, and 1 cubit and 1/2 its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold and made it a molding of gold all around it. And he made a frame of a hand breadth all around it, and made a molding of gold for the frame all around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold and put the rings on the 4 corners that were at its 4 legs. The rings were close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood to bear the table and overlaid them with gold. He made of pure gold the utensils which were on the table, its dishes, its cups, its bowls, and its pitchers for pouring, building the lampstand, Exodus 37:17-24. He made also the lampstand of pure gold of hammered work. He made the lampstand, its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and its flowers were of the same piece. And 6 branches came out of his sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of the one side, and 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side. And there were the 3 bowls made like almond blossoms on 1 branch with the ornamental knob and its flower, and 3 bowls made like the almond blossoms on the other side of the branch with the ornamental knob and the flower. And so for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand, and on the lampstand itself were 4 bowls made like almond blossoms, each with its ornamental knob and flower. And there was a knob under the first 2 branches of the same, a knob under the second 2 branches of the same, and a knob under the third 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches extending from it. Knobs and their branches were of one piece. All of it was hammered piece of pure gold. And he made it 7 lamps, its wick trimmers, and its trays of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold he made it with all its utensils. Building the incense altar, Exodus 37:25-29. He made the incense altar of acacia wood. Its length was 1 cubit and a width, its cubit, it was square, and 2 cubits was its height. Its horn were of one piece, and it overlaid, and he overlaid it with pure gold, its top, its sides, all around, and its horns. And he also made for it a molding of gold all around it. And he made 2 rings of gold for it under the molding by its 2 corners of the both sides as holders for the poles with which to bear it. And he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with gold. And he also made the oil, the holy anointing oil, and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the perfumer. Exodus 38:1-7, the building of the altar of burnt offering. He made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width. It was square, and its height was 3 cubits. And he made its horn on the 4 corners. The horns were of one piece with it. And he overlaid it with bronze, and he made all the utensils for the altar, the pans, the shovels, the basins, the forks, the fire pans, all its utensils he made of bronze, and he made a grate of bronze, a network for the altar under its rim, midway from the bottom, cast 4 rings from the 4 corners of the bronze grating as holders for the poles, and he made the poles of acacia wood and overlaid them with bronze. Then he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to bear it, and he made the altar hollow with boards. The building of the laver, Exodus 38:8. He made the laver of bronze, and its base of bronze, from the bronze mirror of the serving women who assembled at the door of the tabernacle of meeting, the building of the court, Exodus 38:9-20. Then he made the court on the south side. The hangings of the court were of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long, and there were 20 pillars for them with 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. On the north side of the hangings were 100 cubits long with 20 pillars and their 20 bronze sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. And on the west side there were hangings of 50 cubits and 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. And the hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver. For the east side of the hangings were 50 cubits, and the hanging of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits long with their three pillars and their three sockets, and the same for the other side of the court gate. On this side and that were hangings of 15 cubits with the three pillars and their three sockets, and all the hangings of the court all around were of fine woven linen. The sockets of the pillars were bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were silver, and the overlay of the capital was silver, and all the pillars of the court had bands of silver. And the screen for the gate of the court was woven blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. The length was 20 cubits, and the height along its width was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hanging of the court. And there were four pillars with their four sockets of bronze. Their hooks were silver, and the overlay of their capitals and their bands was silver. All the pegs of the tabernacle and of the court all around were bronze. The inventory of materials, Exodus 38:21-31. This is the inventory of the tabernacle of the testimony, which was counted according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the priest. Bethiel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all the Lord had commanded Moses. And with him was Oholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and designer, a weaver of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine linen. All the gold that was used in the work of the holy place, that is, the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver from those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 100,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A becca for each man, that is, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary for everyone, included in the number from 20 years old and above, for 603,550 men. And from the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets in the sanctuary, and the bases of the veil, 100 sockets from the 100 talents, one talent for each socket. Then from the 1,775 shekels he made hooks and pillars, overlaid with their capitals, and made bands up for them. The offering of the bronze was 70 talents and 2,400 and shekels. And with it made the sockets for the doors of the tabernacle of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating for it, and all the utensils for the altar. The sockets for the court all around, the bases of the court gate, all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs for the court all around. Clothing for the priest, Exodus 39:1. Now the blue, purple, and scarlet thread they made garments of ministry for the ministering in their holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron as the Lord had commanded Moses. Exodus 39:2-7, making the ephod. And he made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen. And they beat the gold into thin sheets and cut it into threads to work it in with blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen into artistic design. And they made shoulder straps for it to couple it together, and it coupled together at the two edges. And the intricately woven band of the ephod that was on it was of the same workmanship, woven of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and of fine woven linen, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they set onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold, and they were engraved as signets are engraved with the names of the sons of Israel. And he put them on the shoulder of the ephod as a memorial stone for the sons of Israel, as the Lord had commanded Moses. Making the breastplate, Exodus 39:8-21. And he made the breastplate artistically woven, like the workmanship of the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread of the fine woven linen. And they made the breastplate square by doubling it. A span was its length, and the span was its width, and doubled. And they set its four rows of stone, a row with a sardis, a topaz, and an emerald was the first row. Second row was a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. Third row was jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row of beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. And they were enclosed in settings of gold in their mountings. And there were 12 stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, according to their names, engraved like a signet, each one with its own name according to the 12 tribes. And they made chains for the breastplate at the ends like braided cords of pure gold. And they also made two settings of gold and two gold rings, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. And they put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings on the ends of the breastplate. and the two ends of the two braided chains they fastened in the two settings and put them on the shoulder strap of the ephod in the front. And they made two rings of the gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate on the edge of it, which was on the inward side of the ephod. And they made two other gold rings and put them on the two shoulder straps underneath the ephod toward its front, right at the seam above the intricately woven band on the ephod. And they bound the breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so it would be above the intricately woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate could not come loose from the ephod as the Lord had commanded Moses. Additional clothing for the priest, Exodus 39:22-31. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue, and there was an opening in the middle of the robe, like the opening of the coat of mail, with a woven binding all around the opening so that it would not tear. And they made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet of fine woven linen. And they made bells of pure gold and put the bells between the pomegranates on the hem of the robe all around between the pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate all around the hem of the robe to minister in as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made tunics artistically woven of the fine linen for Aaron and his sons, a turban of fine linen, exquisite hats of fine linen, short trousers of fine woven linen, and a sash of fine woven linen with blue, purple, and scarlet thread made by a weaver as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then the plate of the holy crown of pure gold. Then they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and wrote on it an inscription like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And they tied to it a blue cord to fasten it above the turban as the Lord had commanded Moses. And amen. That was our reading today for February the 13th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. Today, of course, you've been having Hebrew in the background. This, of course, is Greek. This is the Greek New Testament that you have behind me. And so I like changing up the background every so often, but just so you know what it is. But that said, again, thank you all so much for joining me. Leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. Lord, I pray that as we read through these passages of Scripture, Lord, we'd understand again how intricately, Lord, you wanted things, especially in the Old Testament. Lord, the requirement was so high that there was no way. Lord, we read of these things and we just sometimes we kind of scratch our head and we wonder, Lord, oftentimes, Lord, even reading through them, Lord, we can be guilty of asking what the point is of all of these things. But Lord, we know the point. The point is that it points to Christ. Lord, as the whole Bible does, and including these passages about the ark and all of the clothing and all of the utensils used in the tabernacle. Lord, all of those things point to Jesus Christ, our greater high priest, who only had to enter into that tabernacle once for all, with a once for all sacrifice. And Lord, then he sat down at your right hand, Lord, with that completed work of our sins being paid for in finality. And so, Lord, I would pray that you would help us to live in light of that today. Lord, open our hearts to your word today, and Lord, help us to share it with others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.